So the good news is that our, let's see if I can do this, our Christian characteristics following Christ, that the world, the rest of the world actually values it. This is good, right? World, for the most part, will go through some of these, but the world appreciates our approach as being Christians. For instance, kind and caring. Do you think the world likes that? Yeah. It's loving our neighbor, right? This is a good thing. And trustworthy, in which you can be relied on. Others like that quite a bit, don't they? Right? A good work ethic. If you are working in a workplace, right? The fact that being a Christian, we are serving, creates a very good work ethic. And employers absolutely value a good work ethic. A good attitude. So Jesus' teachings were all about seeing the joy in the world, right? We lift up each Sunday joys. Throughout each day, can we find joy? Does that create kind of a good attitude? Yeah. That serves us well and the world well, right? Loyal. Okay, we know how to be loyal and support others and love our neighbor. And brave. You're like, wait, brave? Well, Jesus taught us that life will have challenges, right? But that we're not alone in those challenges, which gives us a brave capability, doesn't it? That we're not alone. This sounds really great, but I'm going to let you know now. In fact, actually, I don't have to let you know because the scripture of Jesus let us know. There are some characteristics that Jesus teaches us that the world's not very excited about. How about that? Yeah, in fact, there are some characteristics we have that the world really doesn't welcome. That doesn't feel so good, does it? All right. But what's really nice is in our scripture, so Jesus teaches us how to be in the world as a Christian in these situations in which our characteristics may not be welcome. Okay. So you notice in our scripture today that Jesus had a crowd of folks with him, and his disciples were with him, and he went to a mountaintop. The crowd's around, the disciples are around, and he preaches. So at the top of the mountain, he preaches a sermon that today we call the Sermon on the Mount, the mountaintop, right? And he starts out just letting us know what we kind of just talked about. So he said, Jesus says, people may insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Did he soft coat that? Not really, did he? No, he said, it's going to happen. Okay? It's going to happen. But then, in the next breath, sentence, he says, Jesus comforts us with, rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven. He's kind of saying the reward may not come from the people that are insulting you. So don't look for that. You may not please them. And so realize the reward will be possibly later. All right. Then Jesus gives examples of characteristics that we'll have following him. So our journey to grow in Christ's likeness as a Christian, these characteristics will be part of our journey. And there are 9 of them. You will be happy to know we're going to get out on time. By the way, I always try to get us out on time, or we try to, right, as a worship. But if we did 9, you can on your own look at the other 4 if you'd like. But we're going to do 5 of them. We're going to have some fun with it because they are serious topic. Anybody ever heard of David Letterman? Yeah, Tonight Show host. He did the top 10, and we're going to do the top 5. So we're going to do a countdown. What he did is 5, 4, 3, right? We're going to do a countdown, but this countdown is going to be of these 5 areas that the world may not be so thrilled about. Okay, have fun with me. Ready? Number 5. Oh, gosh. Did y'all catch all those? Number 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So let's first understand, because you're going to see the word blessed in front of all of these. Blessed comes from the Latin word macernus. There's no test on this. But what it means is blessed by God. It means that we are saved by God's blessing with this. Feels pretty good, doesn't it? Blessed are the poor in spirit. And notice after each blessing, it will talk about our reward, or the folks that having this characteristic. In this case, the reward is for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So all the way through, you'll see that. So what does poor in spirit mean? Yes, literally, those that are poor, all right, that are in need, right? Yes, they are blessed, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven. But it's actually more than that. Poor in spirit is the lack of arrogance in our following Christ. Oh my, the lack of arrogance. And how do we get that? Knowing that we're not in control. That we see a need for God throughout our lives, and that God is in control. That's different, isn't it, than the world? So I'm going to tell you that the world will see that as, you can't do this on your own. Have you ever heard that? In fact, pull up your bootstraps and write. No, as following Christ, we are partnered with God in everything we do. All right, y'all ready? Number 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So absolutely, mourning the loss of a loved one. And God will comfort us and others that have a loss. But there's more. Jesus is speaking also of the mourning of the people of God that are hurting. Those that are hungry. Those that are without shelter. Those that are pained by racism. Those that are hurt by hate of groups that are different than us or others in the world. Difference. Hate. So as Christians, we mourn the situation in the world of the people of God that are going through this. But as Christians, we're not okay with that, are we? We're not okay. And so therefore, in our mourning, we support and stand up for the people that are impacted, whether it be by racism, hunger. Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you here again that the world will see it as each person has to take care of themselves. And that is really a weakness, not as a Christian whatsoever. You ready? Number 3. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So Jesus is with Peter, one of the disciples, and Peter asks, so when someone treats me poorly or treats someone else poorly, you mentioned forgiveness. How many times am I to forgive? 7? And Jesus answers, no, not 7. 77 times. Would you agree Jesus is sending the message of having mercy for others? Right? It's pretty serious mercy, right? Doesn't mean this person's going to be our bud later. And it also means if it's someone, we want to try to mend and to restore that relationship. Reconcile. What's the world sometimes think of that? Does the world think we're supposed to be strong, right? And stand up, right? And strong forgiveness has kind of a weak feeling to the world? No. Jesus taught us that relationships are critical. And that by any means, if we can restore that relationship, we should do that. Right? Okay. Number two. Come on. Third time charm. There we go. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. So at first, you think of pure of heart, and this would be important, having pure thoughts, right? Pure thoughts meaning about others, right? Okay, seeing the best in others. Very good, right? But guess what? It's more than that. Pure of heart is having a pure and single devotion to God. Having God be the priority in our life. Period, the end. Now you may say, well, of course, I don't worship multiple gods as a Christian. One God. So I have that. I have that singular. Well, now I'm going to give you a danger Will Robinson. And that is, as a Christian, we can worship one God, but also maybe have a couple or another master that we don't even realize we're worshiping, an idol. Really? Well, it can happen. In fact, an example that's very common, especially in a fairly well-to-do first world country like the United States, is worshiping money. Yep. You know, Jesus told a parable that fits right in with this. Is Jesus had a rich young man come to him and say, so what do I need to do to get this eternal life you talked about? Okay? Good question, right? What do I need to do? And Jesus said, so follow the commandments. Rich young man looked at the commandments and said, oh, I can do that. So then Jesus said, well, let me give you an example, another one, is honor your father and mother. And the rich young man said, I can do that. I'm doing that. I can do that. And then Jesus said, and take your abundance and give that to the poor. And there was a silence. And the rich young man became very sad and couldn't do that and walked away. So, pure of heart is making sure that we all focus on God and Jesus' teachings for our lives and be careful that the world. So would you agree the world's success is lots of money, easily, right? And having much abundance, totally okay, it's how we use it, right? All right, y'all ready? Number one. Blessed are the peacemakers. For they will be called sons of God. Peacemakers. So Jesus taught us the way of being a peacemaker. You may recall that Jesus, when he was going into Jerusalem, what did he ride? A donkey. A donkey. I will tell you that folks were really expecting the Messiah, the King, the Savior of the world to be on a stallion and also to be able to protect them with maybe some armor and right. That's not what Jesus taught us. Peace. Peace in the world amongst all of us, right? And so Jesus taught us a way of when in conflict with someone else, or groups like nations, right? Not to go to violence, to war, not to work it out. And just like mentioned earlier, restore relationship amongst nations, amongst differing peoples, right? Now, it's important to say that does not mean passive, folks. That, as a Christian, we're not passive. We don't sit back. It means intentionally we try to restore. So take, for instance, nations where a nation has attacked another nation, right? So other means to restore, right? Okay, you all know economic sanctions, all kinds of different ways to try to influence peace. In fact, actually, in A.D. 350, a Christian, St. Augustine of Hippo, came up with what's called just war. And notice, Jesus was a pacifist, but when an entire nation like the Ukraine is being affected like they are, right? And this one's hard. Christians struggle with this all the time, which is really good. Right? But just war says criteria and being attacked by another nation to protect the people's lives is important. And it's the same way individually, and it's back to if you are in conflict with another individual, to work it out and to reconcile and come to peace with that person. Does our world always think that way? No. So, again, these five, just know our reward, not that we need a reward, may not come from the earthly world. Because Jesus says, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. Praise be to God.